In Kenya, two of the country's top security brass have been replaced. This happened after another deadly attack today by Al-Shabaab, the Somalia-based militant group. NPR's Gregory Warner reports, for many Kenyans, the political reshuffling comes more than a year too late.
The workers were sleeping in tents near the stone quarry where they rose to labor each morning. But before dawn, gunmen from the Somali jihadist group Al-Shabaab would round them up and force them to recite a Muslim prayer. 36 people who could not pass the test were shot point blank. The attack in the northeast county of Mandera in Kenya was similar to one in the same county last week. A public bus ferrying school teachers was hijacked. Christians were separated and shot. And once again, Kenyans woke up to the photos of young people in humble clothing, their corpses now forming a still and orderly line in the dust.
Dear Kenyans,
once again, President Uhuru Kenyatta urged unity.
We will not flinch or relent in the war against terrorism in our country and our region.
But today, one thing was different. The president also said he would be replacing his cabinet minister of the interior, and separately, the inspector general of police resigned.
Offered to retire, and I have accepted the retirement request.
That reshuffling may not sound like a big deal, but in Kenya, it's huge. It's something that Kenyans have called for ever since last September, after the bungled, if not overtly criminal, response to the attack on Westgate Shopping Mall in Nairobi. Security forces responded hours late to that attack, looted jewelry stores, and took 4 days to take out four gunmen. Many blamed the intelligence failure at Westgate and subsequent attacks on the Minister of Interior, Joseph Ole Lenku, a wealthy political appointment whose previous security experience was running a chain of luxury hotels. His replacement, though, will have a tough job. Endemic police corruption allows militants to get guns and visas and dissuade citizens from giving alerts. George Musamili is a former cop who now runs his own security firm in Nairobi.
I think what we need to have is a complete overhaul of the entire security system.
But Secretary General of the Kenyan Red Cross, Abbas Goulet, whose health workers were some of the first on the scene of today's attack, said that blame for this year of terrorism in Kenya can't fall solely on the police. The bigger problem is the long and porous border with Somalia.
The border between Kenya and Somalia runs for 1,000 kilometers or even more, and there's nowhere on earth, anywhere in the world, you can police that border man for man, in that sense, or kilometer by kilometer.
Al-Shabaab vows to continue its attacks until Kenya pulls its troops out of Somalia. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.